Okay, today I want to talk about, I was getting a lot of questions last night. The Aguda had sent out, I'm sure everyone saw, that today they were recommending that people fast until Chatzos, because it's an Eis Tzara. They had a few recommendations about Tefillah as well. And shortly thereafter, the OU and the RCA was maskim that it's a good idea to fast until Chatzos. So I was getting a whole bunch of questions about that, about whether it's in fact a good idea, and because the OU sent it out later, and I know in my shul we sent it out after Shkia, so a part of what the Aguda said was that you should be mekabel at Shas Mincha. Can you fast even if you were not mekabel the Tainis at Mincha time? And is there even such a thing as fasting until Chatzos? And they used the term Tainis Sha'os. Is that what Tainis Sha'os really means? So where does this idea even come from? So I apologize, I'm not as prepared as normal, but I just want to read to you what it says in Shulchan Aruch, pretty much, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. But before we do that, the Rambam, in probably one of the most famous, top 10 most famous passages in all of Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizok ulahariya b'chatzotzos al kol tzara shetavo al hatzibur. Shenemar al tzara tzara eschamerosim b'chatzotzos. That when there's a tzara, we have a mitzvah to mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, says the Rambam, to blow trumpets, to blow chatzotzos or shofros. And then he goes on to say, v'dover zemi darkei atshuvahu, shebizman shetovu tzara v'yizuku alev yariyu v'yedu akol shebeglal ma'aseyem arayim hura lehen. It's an acknowledgement that it's our own sins that bring about whatever tzaros we're experiencing, and therefore the tzaros are supposed to be orir us to proper tshuva. And the Rambam goes on to say, avalim lo yizuku v'lo yariyu, ele yomru dover zem, nah, this just happens every once in a while. There's disease that goes around. This is a way of cruelty. And it causes people to double down in their poor behaviors. And that leads to more tzaros on top of what we've already experienced. The Rambam goes on to say that that's a din d'oraisa, but umidivrei sofrim lehis anos al kol tzara shelo tavo al hatzibur ad shiruchmu min hashamayim. That is a din midivrei sofrim to have a tainus for every tzara, that we shouldn't know from such things, but to have a tainus for every tzara that we should be zocha to rachamei shamayim. So there is clearly a din in the Rambam midvar Torah midoraisa to blow chatzotros, and midrabanan to fast. Now, on the first one first, the Magen Avraham, Siman Tavkuf Vayin Vav, asks the question, we've never heard of that, of the blowing the shofros. How come we don't do that during an Eis Tzara? So Mishnah Berurah quotes a number of terutzim. He quotes from the Nesiv Chaim that midaraisa, this mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. It says, v'chisavo milchama ba'artzichem is the beginning of the pasuk, and it's ba'artzichem. Prima Gadim says that maybe even in Eretz Yisrael, it's dafka when Eretz Yisrael is under Jewish rule. Also, he says it could be, it's dafka when the gezeira is against Rov Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah litkoa. But otherwise, there would not be a mitzvah litkoa. So there are some rabbis, I've heard that Rav Saraya Dublitsky, Zichron Levracha, would instruct that they should be tokea betzibur at an Eis Tzara in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes, when there was a lack of rain and there were major tefilos, they would taka be tokea as a kiyum of this mitzvah d'oraisa. But prior to getting Eretz Yisrael back in our hands, it was not something that the poskim thought should have been done. But anyway, so the Rambam says, in addition to that, we have to fast and be mevakish rachamim b'tfilaso, and we should daven for rachamim. So a couple of things about this fast. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Vav Si'if Aleph. K'shem shemesanim matrim al gshamim, kach mesanim al shar tzaros. It's not only rain. Half of Mesachas Tainis, more than half of Mesachas Tainis, is about rain and fasting for rain, but it's not only rain. It's all tzaros that we fast for. And in Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, v'chein ala dever. And dever is something that we fast for. If there's a plague of some sort, ezehu dever, how do we define dever? Ir sheyesh ba tof kuf ragli v'yatzim men shlosha mesim b'shlosha yamim zeachar zeh harei zeh dever. That if there's a if there's a city that has 500 people and three people die on three consecutive days, that's Dever. That's how you know that something terrible is going on. Those statistics are just mind-blowing statistics. But it doesn't even have to come to that. Even if the threat of the plague is that it would come to that if it were left uncontrolled. And not only that, Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, V'im haya Dever b'chazirim misanin. If you see that pigs are suffering from some sort of plague, you can fast, because if pigs are catching the virus, then probably humans are not far behind, because they have similar insides. That's why when you were in ninth grade biology, you dissected a pig, right? Why dafka a pig? Or maybe you did a frog, I don't know. But why dafka a pig? Why do they dissect pigs? Because it's most similar to the human anatomy. V'kol shekein, says Shulchan Aruch, ma yedever ba'akum v'lo b'Yisrael shemesanim. And for sure, if you see that it's already happening to non-Jewish people, if you see that it's happening in China, and you see that it's happening in Italy, and you see that it's happening in South Korea, so then certainly this is something that is worthy of fasting on. And in Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Tavkuf Ayin Vav, v'chein misanin. By the way, I should point out, Mishabrura writes in Sif Katan Beis that about fasting al Hadever, he says, we don't do that anymore. Why? That it will weaken a person too much if he fasts, that he's not going to be able to withstand the illness. I mean, he will hurt his immune system if he fasts. And this, in fact, is a concern that I raised with a couple of doctors last night before encouraging people to fast half a day today. Is this going to be harmful to people's immune systems? So the doctors that I spoke to said that it's only a half a day, and that if the person is experiencing any sort of symptoms, absolutely tell them not to fast. But if they're not experiencing any symptoms whatsoever, it's only a half a day, they can hydrate beforehand. They didn't think that it was a problem. They thought that it was worth the payoff of being able to fast. They did not think that it was dangerous. Of course, I got a text from a doctor this morning. How could you encourage people to fast? You're hurting their immune system. Okay, doctors will disagree with each other. What can we do? But this was something that a number of the Gedolei Yisrael thought was an appropriate thing, many people accepted to do today. Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, and we're misanin ala chaloyim on illnesses. If yarad choli echad da'anashim harbe ba'usay ir, if in one city many people suffer from the same illness, that's also something worth fasting for. If there are some people even dying from that illness, that's called a tsaras tzibur v'gozno le'atayinus matrin. So it seems pretty clear that even if we're not sure exactly where the line is of what's considered a big enough tzara to warrant a fast, that this is it, that we've hit something that's a big enough tzara to warrant a fast. In fact, the Rama writes, that there are different types of illnesses, and for these types of illnesses that are not based on atmospheric changes, you don't have to wait for three people to die. You do it right away. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Ritva that you do need that people have died from that illness just to know that it's a deadly illness, but you don't need three people in a city of 500, you don't need all those statistics, but you just need to know that it is in fact a deadly illness. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another issue to keep in mind, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tavkuf Samech Tes, that a yachid that's misana al tzara v'avra, that if a yachid is fasting for something and the tzara goes away, he has to continue to be mashlim whatever he accepted to fast. But it's sibor that's misana and their nana kodem chatzos, then they're good enough. They don't have to continue the fast. So what is this? Is this a tainis yachid? Is this a tainis tzibur? What is this exactly? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that kol tainis shelo kiblu alav hayachid mibod yom eino tainis. When it comes to yachid fasting, if yachid was not, this is in Tavkuf Samach Beis, Sif Hei, when it comes to yachid fasting, if yachid was not mekabel the tainis mibod yom, then it's eino tainis. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to a tzibur, even if you were not mekabel at mincha the day before, it is still a tainis. And therefore, even though the email went out after Shkia by many people, it's still fine. It's really Tzibur. Okay, they were recommending to be Mekabel at Mincha before, but it was not really necessary to be Mekabel at Tfilas Mincha. Shulchan Aruch writes this explicitly in Tav Kuf Samach Beis, Si'if Yud Beis. In Si'if Yud Aleph, he writes that if you were Mekabel to fast until Chatzi Ayom, just to address the issue of is there such a thing as fasting half a day? Isn't a fast by definition the entire day? So Shulchan Aruch writes that if you're Mekabel to fast Ad Chatzi Ayom, and then you ate afterwards, or Sha'achal Ad Chatzi Ayom, V'kibel Lav Tainus Misham Ve'elach, it's not called the Tainus as far as saying Aneinu, says the Shulchan Aruch, but it's called the Tainus as far as the requirement to be Mashlim that Neder, meaning it's considered a legitimate Neder, it's considered something that is impactful, that is meaningful. Many of us have the minhag to fast until Chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so there is such a thing, Be'ez Tzara to Dafka fast until Chatzos. My guess is that the Gedolim were not interested in making a full day fast based on the concern of hurting people's immune systems, but a half day fast is something that is worthwhile and is in fact a kiyum tainus. Now, certainly, the purpose of tainus always clear from the Gemara, from the Rambam, from everywhere. The purpose of tainus is as an enhancement to tefila. If you have tainios without tefilos, without enhancements to the tefilos, then the tainus is worthless. But it's supposed to inspire us to a greater level of tefila, and that ultimately connecting to Hashem, putting ourselves in Hashem's hands, and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately what's going to be the greatest segula to be able to avoid any gezeira. And that's why the Gedolim felt that this was necessary. Now, someone suggested maybe we should have done a Tainus Dibur. Tainus Dibur doesn't hurt the immune system, and that you could do even if you are sick. I would suggest that when you have entire families that are in their homes all day long with each other, and people are starting to experience, not just starting, are experiencing serious anxiety, that maybe Tainus Dibur is not the greatest idea. Maybe the idea of not speaking to each other, not communicating with each other, maybe that's not the greatest idea at a time like this. Maybe Dafka, we should make sure that we have Diburim that are encouraging words. We should have conversations that are positive, that are cheerful, and that are encouraging, and that ultimately will boost our immune system. Because when a person is frightened, when a person is anxious, from what I've been told by doctors, that actually has a negative impact on their immune system. But when a person is more cheerful and keeps a positive attitude, so that ultimately is going to be better for all of us, and better for our Avodas Hashem. A person who's Ovid Hashem, Mitoch Simcha, is going to ultimately be a better Ovid Hashem. I thank you all very much for coming to learn with me today. This has been a great chizuk for me, each of these shiurim, to be able to learn together with people. It's been a great chizuk for me, so thank you for coming to learn. And Be'ezras Hashem, I'll see everyone on Monday, will be the next 10-minute halacha shiur. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Do you have
time for any questions,
Rabbi Levi?
Yeah, sure.
Just a holler.